This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Suzanne Woolley. While these recent stock market losses are impacting most investors, the downturn could be especially hard for baby boomers who have retired or just about to. Suzanne, lay this out for us.
Baby boomers could be in a tough spot right now if they have an equity-heavy portfolio and they need to pull from it every year. What they're winding up doing is selling at a loss. And to do that with significant, you know, in a significantly down market for a number of years can really kneecap your portfolio.
I'd imagine that over the last 10 days, a lot of people were either looking at their portfolio or just, you know, averting their eyes. But, you know, the traditional advice has always been, you know, don't react, don't do any knee-jerk moves, and you should just kind of ride it out. But that's tough if you're retired.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, it's very nerve-wracking. You know, and there might be other stocks in your portfolio that are winners that are not the ones that are being whacked the most right now, where you could, you know, take your gain and move that money maybe into treasury bills or something more stable. The common wisdom definitely is to not be emotional and not sell and lock in a loss. And this is a time when people, hopefully, who are in the baby boomer age can really take a look at the portfolio and see, well, how much do I have that's in, you know, stable income? How much is in my money market? How much can I set aside, you know, going forward to build up a cash cushion that, you know, could last me maybe 3 months for 3 years for basic expenses. Or more. Some financial advisors will say, 18 months. Others will say 5 years. In any case, it's a lot of cash, and it's sort of hard for many people to think about because we've had so many years of great returns from the stock market. To have that much sitting in cash can feel kind of painful.
We haven't seen this many days of red numbers in I don't know how long, and so it feels like somebody, you know, like you want to do something. And and I don't know. You're like, how do you sit on your hands?
I mean, I think you just have to take a deep breath. And if you have a financial advisor, which probably not enough people do, it's good to talk to somebody who can kind of talk you down and focus you on the long term. Some of the worst mistakes have been made, sort of in terms of portfolio value, in, you know, being emotional and winding up getting out at the bottom. Lots of people get out at the bottom or near the bottom, and then they sit in cash for many, many years. I'm not talking about retirees. I'm talking in general. And that can really hurt their portfolio in the long run. But retirees just really need to sit down, see where they are, see if they have enough bonds in their portfolio. Do they have a balanced portfolio, or has it really, you know, given the incredible performance of the mega cap, you know, tech stocks, has their equity portion really ballooned, and do they need to rebalance down so they have a little more, you know, a little less equity-heavy portfolio.
If you are a younger person and an aggressive investor, is this like a super sale?
If I were a younger person, I would not be worrying about this at all because, you know, buying it lower, I don't know how, none of us know how long this will go on, and there may be lower lows to come, of course, but basically anyone younger who is in a 401k plan is kind of building in at lower points anyway, even if they're not doing anything, because every month, you know, their money goes into the market. If it's at a low, then their money's buying more. So if I were a younger, you know, if I were a Gen Z person, this would not really concern me at all. And I might consider picking things up, but I'm not a market timer, and I don't sort of advocate for market timing. I think that nobody does that very well. But regular investing, disciplined regular investing every month is, I think, always a good idea.
Suzanne, thanks so much for the time. That is Bloomberg's Suzanne Woolley. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.